In the studio with me, we've got Ruth. Morning, Ruth.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're from Hopefield Animal Sanctuary, aren't you?
That's right, yes.
Now, we had a conversation with you quite a few months ago now. Fascinating conversation. We won't mention that. But Hopefield are having a 35-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's their birthday, 35 years young.
I never realised that they would have been going for 35 years. What an amazing thing to do.
Absolutely incredible, isn't it?
It is incredible. Yeah. And they look after so many, quite a diverse amount of animals.
We've got over 500 animals that reside with us.
See, that's fantastic.
And you know, Hopefield, it's a home for life.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's it. When they come to us, that's it. They no expectations. They can just live out their days with us.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got everything from little tiny spiny mice, which are adorable little creatures.
Yeah, yeah.
Right the way through up to huge cows.
I know you've got horses there, haven't you?
Alpacas, goats. And we've got some really unusual animals as well in the exotics and the reptile house. You know, it's really great to come down and visit and see the
animals. It must cost a fortune to run this.
It does cost quite a lot,
I can imagine it does.
Yes,
it's more than an electricity bill, isn't it?
Yes, it is, absolutely. And we're solely dependent on donations and support from our lovely supporters, legacies and fundraising that people get involved in. So, yeah.
And as it's a Brentwood thing, obviously, we're constantly behind all the Brentwood charities.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the Brentwood people are behind all the Brentwood charities.
Yes.
And it's really nice to see all the Brentwood people wanting to buy local as opposed to from the big manufacturers as such.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we reopened after the winter, because we had a terrible winter, as you knew, we were broken into towards the end of the...
A few times you were broken into.
Last year, yes. And security's so much improved as a side
Fantastic.
Effect of that.
Yeah.
But the winter was long. It went on and on and on. So that really had an impact. So we reopened to the public a couple of Saturdays ago, and we were really, really busy. And
Good.
It was so lovely to see.
Fantastic.
Lots of local people came down to support us, and I think people had missed us.
I think they would miss you, to be honest with you. It's a fantastic place to take young children to go to.
And it really is.
They've just got an afternoon. It's just around the corner as well.
Absolutely. It's just so close to the town centre. Yeah. We've got a lovely tea room with gorgeous cakes and light refreshments.
Yeah.
And people can actually come and meet some of the animals. Of course, there are animals which are a bit more shy, but they won't come forwards.
Yeah, yeah.
There are plenty that like the attention, though.
I can imagine. It's like humans.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what's going on with the 35th anniversary of the birthday?
Well, we're going to have a family fun day on Saturday, the 5th of May, open to everybody. And there'll be a bouncy castle, children's entertainers, face painters, crafts, and all sorts of activities that the children will be able to get involved in. And we've got a new website coming as well, so there'll be all sorts of things tied in with that.
Yeah.
More on that in the next coming weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
So it will be open to the public, and we're also open now from Friday to Monday every week.
And how much is it to get into Hopefield?
It's £5 for adults and £4 for children.
Oh, that's really cheap.
Under threes are free. It's brilliant, isn't it?
That's really cheap, to be honest with you. And just to know that the money goes to an amazingly good cause. Like
Absolutely.
This.
Yeah. You can really see where it goes. And actually, anyone that visits will see what has been going on over the winter is improved fencing, new enclosures, all sorts of things have been going on around the sanctuary. So you'll see that it's a work in progress.
Fantastic. Are the animals, have they been mistreated and you take them in, or are they just animals that people don't want anymore?
All of those, really. So all of our animals are surrendered to us, unwanted, abandoned or sick. And very often people are unable to care for them because they've got sick and they don't know what they've taken on.
Yeah.
So they've got lifelong health problems, which we will look after. But also, there's also the pet trade, which a lot of our animals have come to us through that. So, for instance, raccoon dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not a great pet. They're really smelly.
Not a great pet.
They're not great pets. They are super cute. Come down and see ours. We've got a little collection of them, but they are not great pets at all. And for instance, we've got two marmosets. Again, they came through the pet industry.
Yeah.
And they are adorable, absolutely gorgeous, but they don't make good pets and they're very high maintenance. They bond with one person and can be quite aggressive too. Other people.
Oh, really? I
but
didn't know that.
Little teeny tiny gorgeous monkeys. You can actually, they can actually be quite.
I didn't know that.
They can do quite a lot of damage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the animals we've got, people have taken on through the pet trade and then they realise that they can't look after them And social media is partly to blame for that because of these gorgeous, cute pictures of animals. The African pygmy hedgehog, we've got a couple of those. They don't make great pets. They're completely nocturnal. They don't like being handled. They're not particularly sociable creatures. But on Instagram, they've got these cute little pictures of them curled up in a ball and then opening their hands out.
I've seen that.
You've seen that?
I've seen that little video.
Yeah. Well, that's not really what they do naturally in their natural environment. So we've got some of those as well. And they end up in sanctuaries because people don't know what to do with them.
It's quite shocking to me that people still buy pets for Christmas.
Yeah.
For people.
Yeah.
In this day and age, we should be a little bit more intelligent than that, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, even a mouse will live sort of 18 months to 2 years. That's a commitment.
That is a commitment.
When you take on something like a goat or a horse, you're looking at 10 to 30 years. That's a lifetime.
Yeah.
That's as much as or more than a human baby.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I really think, especially in this modern day and age where we have the beautiful invention of the internet, there's no need for people to be ignorant about the animals that they're considering taking on. Rather, come down and adopt or sponsor one of the animals in the sanctuary. So you've got contact with that animal, but you don't have it in your home and you're not supporting the pet trade where sometimes animals, you know, you can have access to animals which really are going to be very difficult in the home.
Yeah.
To look after. But yeah, it's fascinating because you can learn about them when you come and visit. There's all sorts.
So your 35th anniversary is when?
It is the 5th of May.
5th of May. Is it goes on for a week?
I think we're going to have a bit of a extended birthday. So there'll be all sorts of 35th things happening throughout the year.
Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big landmark.
Fantastic. 35 years. Congratulations to the Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. Well, Ruth, thank you so much for coming in, telling us all about this 35th. And we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.